Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the familiar music, the sound of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is on the air right now, featuring Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here. I was going to say to provide guidance, but I think that's actually Michael's job, guiding us through the top 10 stories as according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the research indicating the things that Michael's about to go through with the story list in mind and the people all here at your service and on your side. Michael, help yourself.
What do you know? What a week. It was a crazy week with so many stories overlapping and squeezing into the places. So we squeezed a bunch of them into the top 10 positions. At number 10, we have two stories. Both started as not appearing to be big talk radio stories, and they wound up by the end of the week as being big talk radio stories. One, Britney Spears case. That's started as a celebrity gossip case, and it's actually now a human interest and a human rights case, and it's very compelling. And that's tied with the late-breaking story on Thursday of the Florida condo collapse, which has turned out to be a compelling drama and a terrible, terrible ongoing tragedy as we head into the weekend. At number 9, Gavin Newsom faces recall. It's official. The details to be worked out, but he will be recalled, but he will probably survive. And the big tech censorship and accusation that their monopolies movement continues to gain momentum. At number 8, the New York City mayoral race tied with urban violent crime spike, and that's a big deal. At number 7, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the pullout from Afghanistan is having consequences already. At number 6, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number 5, the western heat wave and drought and climate change. At number 4, the January 6th investigation, or investigations, I should say, election fraud claims and audits continues, and Rudy Giuliani was suspended from practicing law in New York State, which ties into all of that aforementioned stuff. The economy and the infrastructure at number 3. Number 2, the voting bill was blocked, and that ties into race relations. A lot of conversation about critical race theory. Particularly on conservative talk shows on radio and television. And at number 1, COVID-19 back in the number 1 spot, vaccines, goals, and the Delta variant. And there you have the top 10 story positions. The top 10 people positions at number 10, Britney Spears. At number 9, Gavin Newsom and Rudy Giuliani. At number 8, our dear friend Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams. Those are going to be the two candidates, probably. Eric Adams, not yet official because they have this thing called rank choice voting now, and it takes a while to determine.
Do you understand how that works, by the way?
Yeah, I do. Maybe we can talk about it in a moment.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin at number 7, Kamala Harris at 6. She's heading to the, or headed to, depending on when you're listening to this, the border. Chuck Schumer at number 5, Joe Manchin at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Tony Fauci, the doctor, at 2, and Joe Biden, the president, at number 1. And there you go.
All right, wait a minute. You missed one. You missed the fact that Diane Warren, you know who she is, the Grammy Award-winning songwriter? She helped to save a cow that was on the loose in Los Angeles. Escaped from a slaughterhouse. The police chased it down about 7 miles north of the meatpacking plant. And she said she wanted to save the cow. So she did. How about that? That's something
What did she do? She bought the cow?
Yes. Brought the cow and brought it to a sanctuary.
I'll be told. So the cow escaped. I don't know the story. The cow escaped.
The cow, there's a slaughterhouse in north of Los Angeles, and so there are some cows that got out, and the police basically chased them all down, and some of them got away out into the woods. One of them was surrounded by 3 police cars, and apparently Ms. Warren heard the story, so she said, "I'll take care of that cow. Don't send it back to the slaughterhouse." So that's what she did. She paid to have it moved to an animal sanctuary.
So who should be on the – should the cow be on the chart, or should she be on the chart?
Maybe – well, she is on – the cow story should be on the chart, and she would be in the people list, I would think, right?
Okay. All right, we'll have to reconsider this. We'll
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, I actually, you know, I think it's a compelling story. Of course, we're kidding about it being on the chart because it wasn't talked about that much.
Right.
It's a great story.
It is a compelling
story. One that affects you. You run a cow sanctuary.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk the walk as well as talk the talk, as the saying goes. And, you know, I'm kind of into that type of thing as well.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm glad you brought it up.
All right. Well, number three, I want to spend a minute talking. I want to put these two things together, though, in a serious way. Number three is the economy. People are, you've probably been out to dinner. I've been out to dinner. Most everybody listening to this program has been out to dinner over the last couple of weeks, and they've noticed that everything is way more expensive than it had been either during the pandemic or before the pandemic. For example, the cost of a steak at the Harris's restaurant. Do you know that in San Francisco?
I don't know Harris's restaurant, but I know that the cost of food has gone up. Yeah,
price of a steak $56 with two sides in a restaurant. So and people are blaming it on the farmers. Oh, of course the farmers, they're the bad guys. No, the farmers aren't getting any of this. There are four major meat packing companies in the country, and they're the ones that are slicing and dicing. Plus, in connection with number five, the drought in California, there's no water, therefore there's no feed, or if you bring importing feed into California, very expensive.
Yeah.
There it is. That's and the farmer is not gouging anybody. If anything, the farmer's getting it in the shorts because of the control of these four big packing companies, one of which is owned by the Chinese government. So
there's a lesson to be learned, and that is the farmer and the cowman should be friends.
Yes.
I don't know where I pulled that out of the air. But
yeah, that's very good, though. I like that.
Okay.
The farmer and the Dell, perhaps. All right,
And the cowman should be friends from Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're not going to sing a chorus of it, though.
No, we're
probably.
Not.
No, probably not. All right, here's a chorus of support for those of you who are losing weight. This is all about support to keep you going, to keep you positive, to keep you seeing, I'm getting results. I'm very happy about this. And the reason that people are optimistic is because they figured out how Calotren works. Calotren, message for everybody around the country listening to this weekend, is that you can have success, and many of you have had success losing weight. Congratulations. That's great. Now, the question, the challenge, is how do you keep it off? And this is the number one way to do it, the all-natural way. You don't have to be on a crash diet or anything, take drugs. Just take Calotren, four capsules before you go to bed every night. It helps to rebuild your body. That's really what's so super about this. And this product came onto the marketplace 24 years ago, put together by a doctor and three of his nurses. It's made in our country, certified by the FDA, and you're not going to have, when you buy it, you're not going to have those annoying monthly recharges. I'm going to send you more every month. When you want more, you order more. You order it by going to toploss.com and use the DJV code so that you can buy as many as you want, get as many, let's say you buy five, you get five free. So all kinds of support there, plus people on the line. You can chat back and forth as to the advice they may have for you in your particular circumstances. Feel free to take advantage of that. All there to serve you and help you keep that weight off the natural way. Do Calotren, do yourself a favor, do the Calotren method. Toploss.com, the website, when you check out, no shipping and a free month supply using the code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety variety of colors and sizes. It's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, 18 after this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. All right, so we were talking about number eight, the two men there on the people list, Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams, and I asked you about rank choice. And so, but first, Curtis Sliwa, well-known New York talk radio personality. He's been on the air in New York, what, 25 years?
How long has Curtis been on the air? I think longer than 25 years.
Is it?
And he's been a figure in New York culture as the founder of the Guardian Angels.
Right.
Kind of a legal vigilante group. I mean, they work in conjunction with the police. And
so what's he really like?
He's a character. He's a funny guy. He's a shticker. He walks the line between being an entertainer and a comedian and a showman and being a serious issues guy who through satire and through shtick and through his crazy lifestyle, he's been in the newspapers with his personal life and his wives and his. He's a character.
Yeah.
Wears a red beret and a red sateen jacket. Yeah. So sort of like a costume. I had lunch with him once, and I thought I was having lunch with Spider-Man, this crime fighter that ever, hey, Curtis. I actually felt I was having lunch with Superman or Spider-Man. Uh-huh. And he ran for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, and he won in a landslide. His opponent to be, the likely candidate will be Eric Adams. It's not official yet because there's a thing called ranked choice voting, which is a new system by which you list a number of your favorite candidates, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not sure how many, and then that's taken into consideration to come up with an ultimate answer. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation. Will Curtis win? The prevailing wisdom says no, too many Democrats in the city, but I think he has a shot.
I do too, actually. 21 after the hour.
Tehiba. Brembo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of focus on people this week, as it should be, with all these names on the people list. We'll go through some of those. I want to go back for a second with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You were in the middle of sort of a discussion about Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa and how it all works with the voting that is...
Ranked choice voting.
Ranked choice voting. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever voted in a circumstance...
There have been very few of them. It's a new thing. Mostly San Francisco has been experimenting with it in Nancy Pelosi's district. But now it's in New York. And it's a way of coming up with some type of order and reason when you have a field of 15 candidates and nobody's going to get a majority. But by applying secondary and tertiary credit to different candidates, they're able to come up with more of a meaningful number in terms of what's acceptable to most people. You say, okay, I want Adams first, and I want Smith second, and Jones third, and you know McCoy fourth. Then it comes up to some kind of a meaningful number, as opposed to the winner getting 15% of the vote. It's more it's more reasonable, but people
is
don't
it
understand.
Legal?
It
is it constitutional?
Point. Oh, certainly. Yeah. I mean, anything can be challenged, but I don't see any constitutional problem because it's just a method. It's as constitutional as the Electoral College or any other cockamamie scheme that we have in trying to figure out how to have an accurate representation of the people's will. You know, it ain't so easy, is it?
No, certainly isn't. You know, that reminds me, what Begg's comment this week are the announcement of some of the rulings that have come down this term from the Supreme Court. And the way they've come down, the number that have been heavily on one side, like it would be either all voting for some of this stuff or almost all of them voting for it. And it kind of flies in the face of all the politicians or the kind of grousing on talk radio programs about how they're trying to stack. When Trump put those people in, they're all going to be conservatives and they'll ruin the court. Somebody gets added, they're not doing that. They're not doing at all what people expected them to do, right?
Yeah, well, because they're now lifetime members of the court, and they're saying, "Hey, I'm not loyal to Trump. I'm not loyal to anybody. I'm a Supreme Court justice," and they're showing that they're loyal to the principles of law and the principles of the Constitution. that they have sworn to uphold. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I'm glad to see that, you know, once they get in there, they're not as partisan. I don't know if I'm a big fan of lifetime appointments. The whole purpose of that was to keep Supreme Court justices above politics. They sort of are not above it, but more so, as you've pointed out, than we expected.
Yeah, right. And like everything else, though, how are we going to deal going forward with the politicization of everything? Is it good for talk radio? Is it good for America? Because there are a lot of people who are looking at what's going on and they shake their heads thinking, can we make any decision? Can we talk about anything? Look at COVID and how that became politicized to the point of it really affecting the outcome of what happened in a lot of people's lives.
I think that the politicization of everything is dangerous, and it makes us lose sight of our principles. It makes us seek victory at the expense of truth. And if we don't have any bipartisan or any kind of compromise or any kind of commonality, we can't be a nation. You know, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We will surely fall. So, no, we've got to learn how to separate what's common sense, what truths are self-evident, mm-hmm. as it pointed out in the Declaration, and how to rise above partisanship when it is for the common good. We don't do that right now, and that's dangerous.
You know, I was just thinking about the East and West Coast and how much of our focus often is on that. We're talking about Curtis Sliwa running for, perhaps even being elected mayor of, and what a character he is, mayor of New York. And then you look at Caitlyn Jenner possibly becoming the governor.
Very, very, very small possibility.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is these characters, man, they're all over the place. 28 past the hour.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. It's amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supporters of a bipartisan infrastructure bill agreed to last week by a group of 10 senators are confident in their ability to bring both sides of the aisle together over the proposal. Even after remarks by President Biden that seemed to tie the more than $1 trillion bill to a larger Democrat-backed spending package. The president has since walked those comments back. Senator Bill Cassidy says those non-core infrastructure portions of the larger bill could cost both of them support. The Louisiana Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's important not to lose the possible benefits of the bipartisan bill.
It'll probably sink both. This infrastructure bill is good for America, for all Americans. It is going to make us more productive. It's going to create lots of jobs. If you sink both, we lose the advantage of that which is in our hand, which is this infrastructure bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Vice President Kamala Harris has drawn criticism from both sides of the aisle for her trip to the southern border last week, with some in her own party criticizing her absence after being put in charge of the administration's response to the crisis. Republicans had also criticized her for taking so long to go to the border. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells Fox News that her visit should have come much sooner and should have contained a much different agenda.
Yeah, it took the vice president 93 days to acknowledge this Biden border crisis that they've caused. They talk about the root cause. Well, it's very easy. The root cause is when they did away with Trump policies back in February. You know, Kevin McCarthy and I hosted him back in March. And when we went to El Paso, it wasn't a photo op on the tarmac. We went to S1. We spoke with Border Patrol agents that highlighted to us that fentanyl was coming over at record numbers, that they were seeing folks that were on the terrorist watch list coming over. Months later, you had a couple of little girls that got thrown over the side of the wall. Well, guess where that was at? That was in El Paso. So it's not just that she showed up in El Paso. She didn't go to the right places.
And 20 people have been found dead in a boat in the Turks and Caicos Islands. The vessel was found floating about a mile off of Grand Turk Island in the Caribbean Sea, where authorities found the bodies of 20 people, including two children. The Royal Turks and Caicos Island Police Force say the boat appeared to have come from outside of the Caribbean Sea and that they did not suspect foul play in the deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of June 21st to the 25th. Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison for this last week of June. The time, ever think about time? It's, I don't mean this to sound like an episode of The Twilight Zone, but think about how the time just seems that we're already at the 4th of July, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going faster and faster, and everybody seems to be experiencing that phenomenon.
Yeah,
it's, you know, we talk about it. We've all talked about it all our lives,
mm-hmm.
and but it's a very real perception. And of course, there's two schools of thought on it. One is that simply as you get older, each parcel of time is a smaller percentage of your experience, so it seems to be faster and shorter. The other theory is that the universe is expanding at an exponential rate, and space and time are connected, that maybe time is going faster, mm-hmm. and that we collectively are experiencing it, but we can't wrap our brains around it.
We can't wrap our brains around most of the stuff that is like the UFO stuff. Yeah, what do we? There really are UFOs. I believe in that. Do you believe that there really are UFOs?
I believe there are unidentified flying objects. Yeah, you know, or you know, things that people see.
Aliens
there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're aliens. I seriously doubt anybody is going to fly to this planet on a vehicle from those gigantic distances and come and fly around in our atmosphere and taunt planes and things. I just don't see that as realistic.
Yeah, really? What happened to the, remember the movie, the television show V, where all the people were actually from another planet and they were
reptiles.
Snakes that forked tongues. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I do believe there's life. I believe there's life out there. I think scientifically it would be shocking if there weren't, based on the numbers, based on what we know. And there's reason perhaps why we haven't encountered any, because of the vast size of the universe, both in terms of space and time. There might have been civilizations that were a million years ago, or a million years from now, and a million light years away. So it's hard, you know, it's like being on a desert island and going, where is the city? You know, well, there is no city there, but there's a bigger world. But I just don't think that they would be coming here in rickety vehicles. I think that they would have transcended, you know, mechanics. They're not going to be driving, you know, with a steering wheel and a gas pedal. Okay, we're at Earth. You know, it's just not going to be that way. It's possible they're interdimensional, that they're not from far away, that they're just from a different dimension, which is part of the multi-universe theory, the multiverse theory. And that's possible, too, that there are all these parallel universes that are just like on a radio dial. One little spin of the dial, different frequency, and you have a whole different thing occupying the same space.
That was what that TV show that starred my friend Jonathan Tucker, the show was called Debris. And it was on for a season, and they didn't really kind of know what to do with it after the first season, because there were too many things in it that made too much sense and scared people.
Well, at least they didn't know what to do with it after one season, as opposed to leading us on for decades with The X-Files and never giving us a payoff.
Right.
That was a tragedy.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. What an outrage that was.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, NASA is being told by scientists they need to update their radiation limits for the astronauts. Because if you send somebody out on a long duration mission to places like Mars, what are they going to be exposed to? That's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed, but it's got to be a reality, right? All the cosmic rays and
space is dangerous. Space is extremely dangerous for the human animal, for humanity, for humanity, and it's a problem. On a lot of levels, there's the radiation, there's the effects of you know, no gravity. It makes your muscles, become useless.
Atrophy.
And other issues as well, psychological issues. It actually affects your DNA.
Yeah, and then women who go into space have a problem reproducing, apparently. Female astronauts face different sort of problems than men do. And I'm going to use that as a tie-in to the Britney Spears discussion. Number 10 this week on both the people list and the story list is the story Britney Spears going to court. I don't know how much of that you followed. It was pretty tragic, actually, when you get down to
it. Yeah, it's very compelling. I pity her. People are pitying her. Her story is compelling. She's basically been a slave. And she's a grown woman, and she's still under the control of what she portrays as a very cruel father.
A woman in this time being told that she can't control her own body, that she can't take an IUD out because the conservatorship doesn't allow it. That is, her father doesn't allow it. How do these things even happen? That's the thing.
People are capable of very cruel and unjust behavior. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're stuck in that situation where we have to deal with being human, and human beings are very complicated.
And are there too many of us?
Are there too many of us? that's a loaded question. Overpopulation. Overpopulation can be problematic, but I don't necessarily want to offer a solution to it.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I mean, you know, think about what that implies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is deep stuff. The condo thing, I think we started talking about this on the air. We were talking about it on the air, off the air, because of the situation down there. I wonder what it'll do to people who want to buy places down there. You have a place.
Scary.
Similar.
I have a place that I've my Florida home is a similar type of a situation, and we're going through major construction right now that has been a pain in the butt, and then you think about how do people really know how strong a building is? I got to tell you, having lived in Manhattan, I don't know how Manhattan operates. It's so convoluted in terms of tunnels and wiring and old
and that old
so
with
out
a
of
train.
Control.
When you go into Penn Station, look at that. That's been like that for 100 years or more.
Exactly. I mean, who's maintaining every nut and bolt? So, you know, the feeling is that the infrastructure, when we don't stay on top of these things, and we can't economically or just from a standpoint of the complexity of it, you never know if the ground beneath your feet is going to cave in or something over your head is going to fall on you.
I'm just thinking about Penn Station and that the tower is a big skyscraper built on top of Penn Station.
Yes.
And again, when you go into, if you ever go into or out of New York City on the train, and you look around, if you can see, it's dark for the most part, but
there's
wires hanging down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
water dripping.
People living in perhaps, you know, underground apartments, the mole people. I mean, there are people that live underground in major cities because they can't be policed. They steal electricity from long cords to you don't know who's living behind the wall. But just in terms of bringing this back to reality, an apartment building was built with different codes back in the 80s or the 60s, and it's gone through hurricanes, it's gone through floods, it's gone through wear and tear, and maybe cheesy maintenance, you know, contractors that skimp on what they promise, it adds up, and all of a sudden, boom, a building collapse. Can you imagine the sheer terror of having, you know, you're sitting in your apartment, you think you're secure, and all of a sudden, the whole world collapses around you?
Yeah, terror. Literally. Yeah. Okay, so then let's play that into the number three story, the infrastructure bill that's before the bipartisan infrastructure deal. That isn't really, because after they all congratulated themselves this week, hey, these Republicans, these Democrats, they got together, we've agreed on how much to spend, and then Joe Biden says when he leaves the meeting, well, yeah, we're going to maybe do that if they go along with the appropriations bill, having the rest of the money in that. And you know, that in talk about slanted news, there's not one word in the New York Times story. It's all about how great Biden is and how he brought the Republicans together and there's going to be this bipartisan bill. Not one word in there about the fact that the bill really is only part of it. The rest of it goes into the rest of the money. And this is how these guys do stuff. You talk about being slick and the public doesn't really know it, depending on how you look at, you know, what your news source is. Certainly it's very one-sided, but this is, you know, people are celebrating, wow, this is great, finally we've got a bipartisan. It's not that at all, right?
I don't know. You bring up a very good point, but I don't know how it's going to play out. Sometimes moving in the right direction, even though it's compromised and full of all kinds of shady, you know, subplots where the money goes here, the money goes there, sometimes that's better than nothing happening.
So, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
There's a reality to, you know, greasing the skids to keep the machine operating. But no, I don't know how it's going to play out. You bring up a very good point. And one of the things is when you do get objective news that doesn't have any kind of slant, a lot of people are not equipped to be able to interpret it. That's why they want people to give them opinion first and then work that into fact, as opposed to fact into opinion. It's a very fascinating process.
Yeah. And then what are the facts? There we go. Back and forth. I'll give you the facts about one thing. And that is the way for you to enjoy gluten-free products like great cookies, breads, rolls, buns, that sort of thing, is to go to ebonsbakehouse.com, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, and avail yourself of the choices. Yummy cookies. And these, the only difference between these and other cookies, they don't have any gluten in them. So they don't have any preservatives, so you got to keep them in the refrigerator or the freezer. But the taste, I just had one, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago. These are yummy products. Hamburger buns that you want to enjoy this time of year. Who wants to have a hamburger without a bun? And yet, if you have a gluten intolerance, you can't find buns to enjoy the hamburger with. Not so anymore. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com and check out the choose the hamburger buns or the dinner rolls or whatever else is there that appeals to you. Try it. Use the DJV code for a big discount when you check out. And then if you don't like them, you get your money back. I think you're going to love them, though. It's a really wonderful alternative to some of the things that you're told are gluten-free in the store and they turn out not to be. This is the real deal at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep. Free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search. When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
All right, quick plug for the interview this week, Bill O'Reilly, right? That's what you have.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly recorded at Hofstra. It's a great one-on-one with Bill O'Reilly. We talk about the Trump tour, and it's mhinterview.com.
He's a character, man, O'Reilly. All right, Michael, thank you. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech Talk time now. This is a review of the top five stories in the world of technology as organized by Victoria Keelan. Victoria's not here today, so my pal Jay Kirshner is going to work with me to go through the top five. I'll start with the number five one, and you can do four. Pretty exciting how this works, Jay, right?
I like
very,
it, yeah.
Very creative, yeah. Okay. At number five this week, the solution to problems at night if you do not get enough rest apparently doesn't lie in a new app or a new supplement, rather in an evening ritual beloved by grandparents and parents all over the place. The novel approach to counting sheep is reading an actual book and not downloading a book on your Kindle. That doesn't count either. That is a poll that found 15 out of 20 millennials are on their phones before they go to bed. 75% of the group, actually, that's probably a conservative estimate. The number, maybe 86% of millennials, reported trouble sleeping after being on their phone. Duh. It's like watching television, especially the evening news. Right? If you want to compare and contrast that, 9% of those who are over the age of 55 said that they experienced sleep problems linked to the phone. So that would tell you, I guess, that those people who are my age don't use the phone before they go to bed. And people who are millennials or younger, your age, Jay, and younger, they are using their phone. So you put your phone by your bedstand at night? Do you and your husband have the phone right there by you?
Well, I use my phone as an alarm clock, and I have it to vibrate, so it's right next to me, and the baby sleeps in our room, so it's kind of like I need really quick, easy access to grab it once it wakes me up, so it doesn't wake anybody else up.
Got it. Well, it does shift your circadian rhythms, apparently, throws your body off of its natural wake and sleep cycle. Experts recommending avoiding blue light 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. So that's not a good thing. And again, sort of TV plays the same role. All right, Jay, what's at number four this week?
NBC's Peacock streaming app is finally coming to Fire TV and Fire tablets. It officially arrived on Amazon devices this week, and the company announced that the app would be supported across Fire TV products. This includes Fire TV Stick Lite, Fire TV Stick 4K, and Fire TV and smart TVs. So, you know, that's going to be great. Viewers will be able to get The Office, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, some sporting events, including Sunday Night Football, the Tokyo Olympics, and WWE SummerSlam.
So you're gonna do you have this already, or do you are you going to?
I have the free. Yeah, I have the free version, but Peacock does have premium ad-supported tiers, $5 per month, and then the ad-free experience costs $10 per month.
That's sort of all the ads are worth is $10 a month. That's kind of a startler actually for those of us in the advertising business. Okay, and number three, Google appears to have automatically installed a COVID exposure notification app for people who live in my home state of Massachusetts on some of the Android phones here. System not only active if you, it only is active if you turn it on. The app is called Mass Notify. A lot of Android users say it was silently installed on their phones, no notifications. This is, what do you expect from these people like Google and Apple? They're out to control everything. Your world, your thoughts. This is crap. But this is what's going on, and they're able to do it. I find it annoying. It's on Android phones, though, only, right? Is that, if you have an iPhone, do you have an iPhone, Jay, or do you have an Android phone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone, but it's the Android phones that had the app automatically added.
Right, added.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, number two, what's going on with the FCC?
They have combined two categories of text message alerts into one. There's the presidential alerts and the alerts from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. The two will now be in a new national alerts category, active on devices, and they will receive the wireless emergency alerts. And the goal of this is to warn the public of natural disasters and other crisis situations. There was that 2018 false alert in Hawaii where residents were warned of an imminent ballistic missile threat that ended up not being real, and that highlighted the need for improvements in the alert system.
This is, my cynical side says, just another way to scare the hell out of everybody and control your actions, control your thoughts, control your deeds. I'm not buying it. Number one this week, top tech story has to do with John McAfee. Victoria taught me how to pronounce his name. If you have a capital A, then that makes it more
McAfee.
Pronounced. McAfee, apparently. Anyway, he faced extradition from Spain to the U.S. on tax-related criminal charges, found dead inside his cell in Spain. Spain's national court had approved the extradition of McAfee, so I think he was visited by the same people who visited Epstein right before he died.
Sounds like a possibility.
Right. Yeah, they're doing international work now, these people. That's it, the Tech Review, 59 past.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.